Hey guys, welcome to the Ask Your Mama podcast. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Katie.
And this is episode one. So Katie, how do we know each other?
Take us back to 1994.
1993.
Okay,
take us back to the beginning of time.
So in the beginning of time.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's how we know each other.
Basically.
Welcome to the Ask Your Mama podcast. Okay, no, seriously.
So our parents were friends, like grew up together in Hawaii. Their mom, our dad. So we grew up super close. They were all in the same kind of like culty church and ended up.
We'll have to edit that part out.
Why?
Okay,
why?
Never mind. We'll
it's
keep
not
it.
It's not the church anymore. So we grew up together. Yeah. Just being friends, but basically like cousins because we're
then
all
we grew apart. Not grew apart, but like distanced ourselves in like middle school, then kind of like got back friends in high school and then college. I think right after college because.
Yeah.
Because. You were getting married. No, you.
I moved.
We got
home,
close when I got pregnant. You were a mom
yes,
already.
Yes, because I was already a mom. So that's when we like reconnected again. But our families have always been close. Our parents were best friends our whole lives. So, yeah, but we got a lot closer when we became moms because I feel like that really connects people.
Yeah.
So, Alicia, why are we doing this? Why are we here?
Because we come from the same upbringing and background as far as faith goes and
like family values and stuff.
Family values and all of that. But like you're a mom of three girls. You're married, happily married. I'm a mom of three girls. I'm single, divorced. You work, I work.
Happily divorced.
I am happily divorced. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
But you're right. But I don't know. I just feel like we have different views on life now because of our lives being somewhat different.
Yeah.
But then again, still somewhat of the same. So I feel like we can help people
relate to a lot of people because we're in the same stage of life, raising kids like similar in age, girls, but in today's world, but yeah, from different perspectives being from.
And I think it's good too, because you're more of like I said earlier, you're more of let's ask God about it or let's pray about it. And let's, you know, like, you know, God answers prayers, which I'm that way too. But then I'm one of those in the moment that I'm just like, F this, F that, life sucks, you know? So, you know, I think we kind of mesh, I guess.
Yeah.
You kind of ground me. There we go.
And you make me stick up for myself when I don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I make you smile and I make you laugh and I just make your heart thump and.
I just love this view.
Yeah. So we're here. That's why we're here. To spend time together. So Katie can look at me.
So I can be here kid free.
Oh, yeah. So, like I said, I am happily divorced, 30 years old, three girls. I love tacos, tequila, and Jesus. I am single, ready to mingle, spread eagle. So, just kidding. Sorry, Mom. But no, I, like I said, I do love Jesus, and I am single.
Okay.
Fellas. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Hit me up on my Instagram.
So really single.
Single. Single as a...
Pringle.
Yep. Thanks.
That's what I would have said.
My
not
yin
spread
to
eagle.
My yang.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's it about me. I work full time.
So isn't it getting close to your anniversary?
Yeah. 5-year wedding anniversary today.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks. Awkward, but yeah, it is today. It would have been today.
Okay, so a little bit more into that.
We separated June of last year, and our divorce was final in January. So we were together when I was before I was even driving
forever. Yeah.
And then we got married when I was pregnant with baby number two. And I asked for a divorce last year in June, like I said. So here we are.
It's been a
thriving.
Long...
I'm thriving.
You are thriving, but it has been a long,
yes,
process, long year.
I stayed home for 4 years. I was stay-at-home mom for 4 years, so going back to work, that was tough. So, and I actually just hit my 1 year at my job on Wednesday, so that's cool.
That is good.
Thank you for the audience.
That's our live audience, if you didn't know we have one.
Our two followers.
Are here in person.
So, another thing I was going to say was, anybody who has been through a divorce... or going through a divorce, it is tough. Not what I thought it was going to be. I knew it was going to be tough, but I didn't think it would be as ugly as it got.
With how long y'all had been together. And
yeah,
that,
there was a lot of, we had a lot of history. And if I'm being honest, I feel like just me and him, not including like kids and stuff, there was more bad history than, or like, you know, but... I mean, yeah, and then in the middle of it, trying to adjust to starting a new job, moving out. I moved in with my parents, and then my dad unexpectedly got sick, and he passed away in the middle of it. So, but I got through it, and so anybody who's going through a divorce, just don't give up. Stick it out. You know, try to get along as much as possible, especially if you have kids. It's not always easy, but ultimately you have to think about the kids first. And I mean, I struggle with that sometimes, but you know, I think anybody can do it if they, I think it makes a difference. Like before I asked for a divorce, I was mentally like, okay with it.
You already checked out.
I had checked out a few months before I had asked. Physically and mentally, actually. So, I don't know. Just don't give up, and then you can create a whole life. And I love the life I have now with the girls.
Yeah.
Enough about me, Katie. Tell everybody how you, where you're at in your life, and how you've got this, from outside looking in, this perfect marriage, perfect family, the best husband that a girl could ask for. Let's keep ranting and raving about Evan Nielsen, because he was sent from the Lord above. We all envy Katie and her
okay.
beautiful life.
Thanks so much for that intro.
There you go, Evan. Shout out to my boy.
That
I
was
got
actually
you.
The intro for my husband, who's going to be in this mom podcast.
I got you, Evan. I set you up.
What sucks is that it is super annoying. Like, I think these things and I say those things and I'm like, he's the greatest and he was sent from God and like he was, but then when other people are like, he's so great, I'm like, yeah, I guess so. Like it's just annoying, not in a bad way. I love my husband, he really is great, but then other people say it and I'm like,
we love him.
Okay, cool, I'm glad everybody likes him.
Yeah, he's just a stand-up guy. How did y'all meet?
So super stand-up guy. We met at a frat house, his frat house in college. He failed.
So
he had to leave Georgia Southern, and then we met at the college that I was going to in Alabama. And
so was he a frat boy, like what you think, like, oh, my daddy bought it, frat boy? Or is he like...
No, he was a, I don't want to be a frat guy, but at the school we went to, it was so small that you either played a sport, like you were on the football team, or you were in a frat. Like, and if you were a guy, you could not go to any party, you could not go to anything if you weren't part of
so he had to
sports
be
or a fraternity. So he
had to be an it guy.
He like, had to
be in the
join
crew.
One. Yeah. So he, and that's not how it was at his previous school. But we met at a frat house. He was dating somebody else. And
red flag.
No, we actually met on Halloween. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. I had just been dumped. A very bad breakup. So super emotional. And I was about to go back to Georgia Southern. I was going to get picked up and I was going to head to Georgia Southern. But I was at a party and he was there. And this was like, we were there pre-party and we just got to sit there and talk for like, we were there for like 4 hours
at
a table talking.
Did y'all kiss the first night?
No, we didn't, because he had a girlfriend. Even though I had just been dumped.
Don't
but
lie.
I was like,
don't lie to him. Keep him safe.
Keep him safe. Be me, because... she was in my sorority. Anyways.
this just gets awkward.
It does. And he's such a good guy. Yeah, we met on Halloween. But flash forward to like actually dating a couple months into it. I got pregnant on my 21st birthday in Athens. Go Dogs. And we've been together ever since. We weren't married really quickly. Our parents were great in the whole thing. And we were super supported the entire time because, you know, we were both still in college, but we ended up moving back home. He finished school. I went to get a certificate in like being a medical assistant. So moved back home and we got married. We had our first daughter in 2015, got married in 2017, and we've been together ever since. And so flash forward to now, we have 3 daughters. Pray for my husband because
you have a dog.
We have a puppy. He's 1, a Rottweiler. So we finally got a boy. He's the worst toddler.
We finally got a boy.
He's the worst toddler of them all. But yeah, no, I am happily married. I know you said you're single, but are you currently dating? Or seeing anybody? Single can mean a lot of things, so.
Define single. Just kidding.
Not with anybody. What do you mean? Define single.
I'm seeing someone, I guess, is what you could say. I'm not talking to anybody else, but I'm not like boyfriend, girlfriend.
Like not in a committed.
Yeah, we're not committed. Yeah. But we fitted.
Okay.
What's that girl in Tennessee?
Great. Who?
The hop to a girl.
Okay.
Want me to tell you how I feel about.
Nope. Somebody. I don't know what you're going to say, but I feel like we don't want to hear it yet.
No, I'm not going to make that noise or anything like that. I'm just going to say what she said.
What is happening?
Yeah. He's like, in my eyes, 6'5", 250. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I do like the guy that I have relations with. That's not my boyfriend. But if he asked me to be his girlfriend, I'd say yes.
So there we'll you see. Have it.
Yeah. We'll see where it goes. He makes me happy.
That's good.
Yeah. So I guess that's it. Unless you have anything else to add for episode number 1.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Unless they say on YouTube.
Let us know what you want
to
hear.
Yeah, if you want us to talk about a certain topic.
Yeah, have any questions.
Yeah, or questions. Or questions about
like motherhood, pregnancy.
Depression.
Divorce. Anything. I mean, literally
dating,
anything.
Marriage, divorce. Baby daddy.
What else?
A special guest. And we can have special guests on here too.
We all want a snippet of this time. So if you want to see them live and in person.
If y'all want to see Evan Nielsen, he would love it.
Special appearance.
Yes. We would have to rent a venue to put him on here.
Basically.
Yeah. No kids though. We're not going to put our kids on here yet.
No.
But.
Yeah.
No baby daddies either. They'll probably
say
no. Maybe one day when we're for friends one day. But I guess that's it.
Okay. Well, stay tuned for episode number 2. I am Katie.
I'm Alicia. And ask your mama, we out.